Reverend William Barber was born in Indianapolis, and he came back to fire up Indiana's version of the movement he started in North Carolina. Indiana Moral Mondays is a coalition of more than 50 groups with interests ranging from civil rights and economic justice to climate change and immigrants' rights. And on Saturday, it drew about 300 people to a rally with Barber at the state capitol.
Down in the Southlands, we have coined the phrase that says, "Forward together, not one step back." Our movement is one that believes that the moral purpose of political power should only be used for the uplift of all people. Turn to your neighbor and say, "For the uplift."
Barber has been the head of the North Carolina NAACP for almost 10 years, and well before April of 2013, when thousands of people started turning out each Monday at the state capitol in Raleigh, his Forward Together moral movement, as it's called, had been at work in North Carolina.
When we examined state government, it was the most powerful force in terms of the issues we were concerned about in the state. And when we looked at the voting records, the same people voting against public education were the same people voting against labor rights, were the same people voting against environmental justice, were the same people voting against the LGBT community and the immigrant community. And our argument was, if they are that committed to be together, we ought to be more committed to come together.
Indiana shares many of the same social and economic problems that face his state, Barber says. High rates of child poverty, the lack of affordable health care and living wage jobs, problems that are exacerbated by what he calls extremist ideology that dominates among state lawmakers.
We're here to say we need an independent movement. I'm not here to lead it. I've simply said you must have people from this state to rise up in a deeply moral, deeply constitutional, state government-focused, transformative fusion coalition that's anti-poverty, anti-race, pro-justice, pro-labor, to push back, not from a left perspective or a right perspective or a conservative perspective or a liberal perspective, but from a moral perspective, our deepest constitutional values and our deepest moral values, because that's what moves people to change and to get involved.
His term transformative fusion is a reference to the post-Civil War fusion coalitions between blacks and whites that advocated voting rights and education and challenged the dominance of Southern Democrats more than 100 years ago. Barber's group pushed voting reforms like same-day registration and early voting, reforms that he says helped propel President Barack Obama to his victory in states like North Carolina in 2008.
The electorate in the South, it was deep, it was broad, it was black, it was white, it was Asian, it was Latino, it was gay, it was straight, it was Republicans, it was Democrats, it was independent. It was a new electorate that broke through the old white Southern strategy.
But then came the backlash. In 2010, conservative Republicans broke the Democrats' 100-year stronghold on the North Carolina General Assembly. 2 years later, they won the governor's office as well. And for Barber, perhaps the most troubling of the changes was the new majority's push for restrictive voting laws that include requiring photo ID to vote.
They rolled out this voting law on Maundy Thursday during Holy Week. So many of us said, if they're going to do that, then we need a witness, and we're going to engage in civil disobedience. We're going to take it another step. We'd always marched in protest, but we decided there was a need now for civil disobedience to dramatize the shamefulness of the condition. And what happened when 17 of us went in on April the 29th in the middle of Pentecost, we didn't even have to call people the next Monday. People were so outraged, they just came.
What happened next grabbed headlines far beyond the state. By the end of the summer, more than 900 people had been arrested for refusing to leave the legislative building, and Moral Monday demonstrations went on for 77 weeks in a row. Barber has met with groups in states from Wisconsin to Florida and Alabama. Here in Indiana, Moral Monday organizers have been meeting for several months, but they have yet to decide how they'll carry out their campaign for change on the social and economic issues that unite them. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Michelle Johnson.